Four new outbreaks have been declared at childcare and school settings in Ottawa, while hospitalizations in the city generally remain steady. According to Ottawa Public Health, OPH, on Sunday, there are now 16 ongoing outbreaks at childcare centers and schools. The outbreaks are found at St. Rita Elementary Schools with 3 cases, Fernhill Elementary School with 5 cases, A. Lorne Cassidy Elementary School with 2 cases, Franco-Yoines with 2 cases. However, no new outbreaks have been declared in the community or in healthcare institutions, keeping the number of ongoing outbreaks to 1 and 13, respectively. There is one more person in hospital, which now makes 17 patients hospitalized with the virus, and one more person in the ICU, which now makes 3. Meanwhile, 55 new cases of the virus were reported in Ottawa on Sunday, up from Saturday's 28. That means Ottawa represents about 7.4% of all cases reported across Ontario on Sunday. This brings the total number of cases since the pandemic started to 31,661. OPH added 12 new active cases to its tally, bringing the current total to 368. Although, 43 cases were resolved in the last 24 hours. The rate per 100,000 residents of COVID-19 reported in the last 7 days dropped to 26 from 28.4. The positivity rate in the community remained at 2.1%. There were no new deaths to report locally. Public Health Ontario, PHA, has the Eastern Ontario reporting 27 new cases of the virus in its area, up from Saturday's 11. The Leeds, Grenville and Lanark District Health Unit has 3 new cases to report, down from Saturday's 16. And the Renfrew County and District Health Unit reported 9 new cases, up from yesterday's 2. And for the fourth straight day, PHA reported new cases numbers in the 700s, 741, to be exact. That's compared to Saturday's 728. This is the highest number of cases since September 17, when 795 cases were reported. Across Ontario, there were 3 new deaths recorded, bringing the provincial death toll to 9,967. And in the last 24 hours, 590 cases were resolved. There are 176 fewer patients in hospital, which now means 107 remain in hospital with the virus.